Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, it's been a joy to go through this book of Galatians, learning about your wonderful grace you provided through your Son, Jesus. And today, as we study this book again, I pray, Lord, that you will guide us into all truth by your Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to that truth. For your praise and for your glory, to show the world what you can do in a person that yields their life to you. We bless you and we thank you today for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is Waiting for the Hope of Righteousness, and it's taken from the book of Galatians, chapter 5 and verse 5. Since we are in the age of grace, whereby anyone who believes in Jesus Christ may be saved, why does it seem that righteousness often escapes us? Do we find ourselves desiring to do the right things, think the right thoughts, and wanting the right attitudes, but only discover they escape us? As Paul the Apostle has been addressing the church members in Galatia, we have seen him give reason after reason why our faith in Jesus Christ is our hope for righteousness. In chapter 5 and verse 5 of the book of Galatians, Paul continues his thought in this area. He wrote, "For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith." Paul begins, "For we through the Spirit wait." There is no other way to receive the grace and righteousness of God than through the Spirit of God. Those who were among the Galatians that were counting on the works of the flesh, such as circumcision, would be counting in vain. In contrast to them, Paul says an emphatic "we," and then gives the means by which they wait, through the Spirit. Paul continues, "For the hope of righteousness by faith." There is a hope of righteousness, or for righteousness, for all who believe in Jesus Christ. Paul said in the book of Romans in chapter 8 and verses 24 and 25, "For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why does he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it." There were those among the church members in Galatia who thought they could be righteous by their own efforts to keep the law of God. Paul knew this was not obtainable, and he declared that the hope of righteousness would only come by faith. Faith in the finished substitutionary sacrifice of Jesus Christ on the cross paid for our sin and debt. And now the appropriation of righteousness will be ours one day. As Paul the Apostle wrote in the second book to Timothy, chapter 4 and verse 8, "Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing." There awaits a crown of righteousness for all who believe in Jesus Christ. Perhaps now personal righteousness seems so very distant for us, and the idea of being righteous may seem like an inconceivable feat. But according to the Word of God, it is not only available to the church members in Galatia, but to all who invite Jesus Christ into their lives and love his appearing. May we all, through the Spirit, continue to wait for the hope of righteousness that someday will be revealed. Next time, we will discover the way that faith works. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.